In this bulletin, the death of a woman in New South Wales who developed blood clots is likely due to the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine. The former Liberal leader Andrew Peacock dies at the age of 82. And in sport, world number 3 Rafael Nadal loses grip, the tennis star going home after failing to reach the Masters semi-finals. You're listening to SBS News. I'm Karishma Luthia. Former Liberal leader Andrew Peacock has died aged 82. Mr. Peacock led the party to 2 elections and later served as Australia's ambassador to the United States. Prime Minister Scott Morrison expressed his condolences and said in a statement that Andrew Peacock was a great Australian and a treasure of the Liberal Party. His daughter Anne Peacock paid tribute to her late father online, describing him as caring, thoughtful and generous. The Therapeutic Goods Administration has found the death of a 48-year-old woman from New South Wales was likely linked to the AstraZeneca jab. The diabetic woman developed blood clots 4 days after receiving the AstraZeneca shot. But medical authorities are urging Australians not to cancel their vaccination bookings as the benefit of immunisation outweighs the threat of COVID-19. To the United Kingdom and pregnant women in Britain have been advised to get COVID-19 vaccines by Pfizer or Moderna due to safety concerns linked with the AstraZeneca dose. Member of the Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunization, Adam Finn, says previously pregnant women had been advised against taking COVID-19 vaccines as not enough information was known about the impact.
We've now got some safety information from the United States program where both the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccine have been being used extensively over the last few weeks and given to very large numbers of pregnant women. And this finally means that we've got a decent safety database for at least 2 out of the 3 vaccines that are now being used in the UK. And that enables us to recommend those for pregnant women.
Final preparations are underway for Prince Philip's funeral, due to be held today at Windsor Castle. The 99-year-old, who died 2 months before his 100th birthday, was closely involved in planning his funeral to reflect his Royal Navy service and lifelong military ties. More than 700 military personnel are said to take part in the funeral ceremony, with soldiers, sailors and Air Force personnel practicing and polishing their routines to honour the Duke of Edinburgh. Only 30 mourners instead of the usual 800 will be allowed inside St. George's Chapel due to coronavirus restrictions. Raul Castro has announced his resignation as the head of Cuba's Communist Party. His announcement ends an era for formal leadership by his brother Fidel Castro and himself that began with the country's 1959 revolution. It means that for the first time in more than 6 decades, Cubans won't be led by a member of the Castro family. Mr. Castro made the announcement in a speech at the opening of the 8th Congress of the ruling Communist Party. He has not officially endorsed anyone as his successor. Mr. Castro says he will remain loyal to the country for the rest of his life.
Nothing compels me to make this decision, but I fervently believe in the strength and value of example and the understanding of my compatriots. And let no one doubt it that as long as I live, I will be ready with my foot on the stirrup to defend the country, the revolution and socialism with more force than ever.
Opponents of Myanmar's military coup have set up an alternate government in an act of defying the junta. The new opposition government, known as the National Unity Government, includes deposed but currently detained leader Aung San Suu Kyi as state councillor and Win Myint as president. And South Australia will send a state emergency service response team to assist Western Australia in its cleanup efforts after tropical cyclone Seroja. 22 members will be based in Geraldton and surrounding areas until mid next week. To sport, and Rafael Nadal has failed to reach the semi-finals at the Monte Carlo Masters for just the 2nd time in his last 16 appearances. The world number 3 suffered a shock defeat to Andrei Rublev. Russian Rublev continued his so far impressive seasons with a 6-2, 4-6, 6-2 win over the Spaniard. And now for a look at what the weather is doing for you today. Perth, mostly sunny 28, Adelaide, partly cloudy 21, Melbourne, similar conditions 18, Hobart, partly cloudy as well 19, Canberra, mostly sunny 20, Wollongong, possible shower, also 20, Sydney, a shower or two 22, Newcastle, rain 21, Brisbane, a shower or two 25, Cairns, possible shower 31, Darwin, partly cloudy 34. That's the latest from SBS News. I'm Karishma Luthria.